To renounce our faith or to announce our faith? That's the question this morning. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus says, for those who wish to save their lives, they will lose it. But for those who save their life or lose their lives for my sake, will find it. In 1943, during World War II, there was a young seminarian who was in the throes of the war in the European theater. And this young seminarian somehow eventually became ordained a priest and was able to serve his fellow military comrades in arms, but also serve those many innocent victims of war. During this time, he was persecuted very much. He was threatened with death, but he persisted. The interesting thing about it was there was some divine intervention, certainly, because Heinrich Himmler, who was second in command of the Nazi Party, Hitler's right-hand man and the architect of the Holocaust, actually allowed him to serve others as a priest. It's interesting because he went through tons of persecution, but he continued to persist. In fact, there's a book out called In the Shadow of His Wings about this German priest named Father Gerion Goldman. But what about us? What about us living our faith? We all are called to a vocation, and that's a husband, a wife, priest, deacon, but first and foremost, we're called to a vocation that's the same for everyone, and that's a call to holiness. So do we announce our Catholic faith, or do we renounce it? Now, I'm not talking necessarily about being martyred for the faith, although there are many more martyrs today than there were in the early church and throughout Christendom. But when we pick and choose what we like about our faith, so-called cafeteria Catholics, are we then renouncing our faith? Because we're really not embracing it totally. I know when I was a few years younger, a few years ago, not that long ago actually, I believe I renounced my faith because people would talk about Catholics and I would not defend our faith. I was too scared. I was just gonna step back, not cause a conflict. Do we announce our faith or renounce our faith when we do things day to day? With the elections coming up, do we announce our faith or renounce our faith in our decisions at the polls? In the other part of the gospel today, Jesus rebukes Peter. It's interesting because just last week in the gospel, we heard Jesus say, Peter, you are a rock, and on this rock I will build my church. And just a few verses later in Matthew's gospel, we see Jesus rebuking Peter, right? Peter said, Lord, this can't happen to you. And Jesus says, get behind me, Satan. You're thinking as humans do, not as God does. And in a few minutes, we'll have the opportunity to receive the Eucharist, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. And oftentimes, I think Catholics take that for granted. We sometimes really don't think about what we're receiving. We think more in human terms as in God terms, knowing that God, we put our limits on God, knowing God can change that during transubstantiation into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. Many of you remember Father Alessandro, who was our associate here a number of years back. He's now moved back to Italy. We miss him. But he had a beautiful analogy at one of the noon masses, and he talked about the transfiguration, which we celebrated just a few weeks ago. And in that he said, during the transfiguration, Christ was changed on the outside. He became dazzling white. But Christ did not change on the inside. He remained the same. If we look at transubstantiation during the Eucharistic prayer, we see the wafer and we see the wine. It doesn't change in appearance on the outside, but it's changed on the inside, becoming the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. And do we think of that in human terms, or do we look at what God can do for us and what God's ability is. We cannot put our limits on God. So if we announce our faith, it changes our lives. If we announce our faith, it changes the lives of others. If we announce our faith, it can change the world.